for attending there in the gallery. We are going to begin the meeting for February the 17th.
Second meeting in progress.
Excuse me, what did she say?
Recording in progress.
Oh, thank you. So we'll call it to order, and the chair will call the meeting to order and respectfully acknowledge the Qualicum First Nation on whose territory, traditional territory, this meeting takes place. First item of business, item B, is the adoption of the minutes. The motion before us is that the board approve the January 20th, 2026 regular open session minutes as circulated. I will open that for discussion. Mr. Kirstens, please.
Just a small change on the check registry. Check 4793, reimbursement for generator fuel. I didn't buy the fuel, I bought the fuel treat. Just because somebody's going to see the check above is for diesel fuel and kind of wonder what's going on.
And that is again where, please?
On the check registry?
Yep. Under.
So a check for what?
Number?
What number?
4793.
So it was a check to me because I purchased new batteries for the generator and fuel treat when we did the fuel swap out.
Right.
I don't want fuel and batteries to be confused with the check above for co-op fuel for diesel fuel. So it was fuel treat.
Fuel treat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuel treat?
Yes. It was the layup stabilizer for the
fuel. Okay. So that you, it's a treatment.
Yes.
That ties in with that $532.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's actually not in the minutes.
Oh, I thought that was
from
part of the
January, because that's the agenda.
Oh,
part.
Well, I'm sorry.
No,
I got ahead of myself.
Yeah. So I think it's separate, right?
Okay.
I'll just add it.
All right.
Okay, but we can do that after. Okay.
Anything further? Seeing no hands, we will call for the question on the motion that the board approve the January 20th 2026 regular open session minutes. All those in favor, please raise your hands.
We need somebody to make the motion.
We did make the motion, but the board approved.
Who's making the motion?
Oh, who's made?
I
sort of said it, so.
You made the motion.
Assumed that I was making the motion, but I should have clarified. Yeah, so I made the motion. Crystal will second it. Thank you. All those in favor? Carried unanimously.
Oh, so, Diane?
Diane's not there. She's with her husband's birthday. It's Chris's birthday today. So we're going to excuse her. So that's it. Is there anything? There's nothing in C coming out of closed session. And the introduction of late items. I think Suzanne first.
Fire Protection Committee membership appointment, perhaps?
Fire...
Fill a vacancy.
Beg your pardon?
Fill a vacancy.
Rules.
Okay. Craig, thank you.
And the March 17th meeting date?
March 17th. Good. Is there any others from anybody? No. Seeing none, we'll move on to item E, business arising from the minutes and our unfinished business. Email from the administrator, number one, regarding the capital projects for the RDN Community Works grant. Would you like to speak on that, Mr. Administrator?
Yes.
Thank you,
Chair.
No worries, no time, or no rush.
At a recent meeting, I believe it was in December, he met with Stuart McLean, and he mentioned that there could be a grant in the order of $100,000, up to $100,000 for DBID, and it could be for water and or fire purposes, and the board and the administrator were tasked with coming up with potential ideas for the grant that we pass on to Stuart, and I wrote a memo to you, or an email to you, that's included in the agenda package on page 6, and it outlines a couple items that have come up. A new generator for well 6, $50,000, PRV improvements up to $33,000, PRV pressure reducing valve improvements for repairs to well 1, 2, 3, and 4, $33,587. And then in the fire department, we have the mezzanine of $100,000, and we also have a rescue truck. The rescue truck is budgeted at $350,060, but there's been, most of the discussion has been regarding purchasing a used vehicle to replace a 2, not a new one at $350,060 that's there, but that is still a decision that the board has to make at some point in the future. So these are just 4 ideas and any other ideas that the board may have. And we should let Stuart know as soon as we can, if not this meeting, say the next meeting, but it'd be good to get on with it because we first talked about this on December 16th.
Thank you. Before I open it for discussion, I want to apologize. I believe I kind of just skipped past. Was I not supposed to deal with the late items in D before I went to E? We had 2 late items that I should have probably addressed. Yes?
Well, they get added to new business.
Oh, they go down to new, that's right. Thank you then. Okay, so I'm going to open up the report from the administrator for discussion with respect to the $100,000 grant and perhaps where we're going to dedicate some of the money. Could I ask for any speakers on the subject? Mr. Kirstens, Trustee Kirstens.
A couple weeks ago, I contacted White Pacific Automation and asked them to develop an updated bid, or not bid, but an estimate for the generator for well 6. I have not heard from them yet, so I'll get after them tomorrow morning.
Okay. Any other speakers?
Well, I could say one more thing that I probably could have said at the very beginning. And on the one hand, I don't want to influence the board unnecessarily, but on the other hand, perhaps I do, or I'd be remiss if I didn't point out one thing, and that is, in our long-term capital funding, the fire department and parcel taxes and our capital plan, for the most part, is a funded function. We're showing it at about inflationary increases on our long-term capital, and that can replace our fleet. Water is more of a problem in that we're short because of future water line replacements, and we've advised the public that we're looking at potentially 11% increases in water parcel tax for quite some time. So if that's a factor on your decision making in terms of which area perhaps needs the money more in the long term, then it would be water. And then in the short term, it's really your desire in terms of what project you'd like. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Suzanne and then Crystal?
No.
Suzanne? Please.
It seems that number 2, the pressure reducing valve improvements are necessary in order to save a whole bunch of money in that it's a confined space, right? And these improvements would alleviate the confined space. Now this is a different.
The improvements that we're going to do at well 1, 3, and 4 are to eliminate the confined space.
Yes.
The PRVs are repairs or replacements of the actual valves or the isolation valves.
And,
that are
and there,
I can just add to that. So when they first came down to look at the PVR, cost us about $7,000, and part of that was for the form they were filling for WCB, and they said after that it would be reduced to about $2,000 plus whatever work they need to do. Every time they enter that PDR.
Okay.
But in answer, if I may help you, in answer to your question, this particular one down on Gainsburg, this is still going to be a confined space. This is just replacing the valves in the space. It's not alleviating the confined space issue.
Okay, but it seems this to me repair. It's a required maintenance for
most definitely
to save maybe unnecessary trips with confined space to fix the
valve. Absolutely agreed.
So, number one, the new generator. We've already got a generator at well 8, and this is a nice to have. I mean, I know we want it, but it's a nice to have high up in the list. But it seems number two is a higher up, sort of on the priority list to me. But
Craig, could I ask you to speak on the reasons and the idea behind the new generator with respect to the generator we have now failing and then we don't have a backup, please, if you will?
Well, if we have a power outage in the summer, well 8 will not keep up to demand. We've tried with VHOT to try to, on a case like that, allow us to use well 1, and they won't relent on this garb. Of course, well 1 has the generator in the back here, so they won't relent on us. So the decision was made that we'll pursue backup power at our next best well, which was 6.
So background is well 1, which has a pump, is too close to a septic system, and that's why they won't.
They acknowledge the septic's been moved. They acknowledge that any of the samples have showed clear, but it's an older well that they did not use a bentonite seal between the casing and the ground, even though it's a cement floor in there. I guess we could probably put more effort into it, like literally go down to VHOT and sit down with them and try to explain, but their turnover in their staff has not helped. You get talking with somebody and then they're gone.
Yes.
So I just want to add, so Suzanne and I spent quite a lot of time going through all the graph reports and writing a detailed thing out, which we sent to VHOT. They actually just sent us back a thing saying, just read the regulations. That's not what we asked. We asked them to revisit it. So I think we need to go to the guy who wrote the report and ask him what we can do to mitigate it. Because if we had well 1 and well 3 online, they produce as much or more than well 8. Now, anyway, so just haven't gone there yet, but that's kind of an option we should really look at, because those rock things were quite minor. And I'm sure they could be mitigated somehow. For instance, the thing about knocking the bentonite clay around the well, they already have a concrete slab around it, so the surface water cannot get into the well, you know. They point out things that are in their manual, but they don't look at the objective part of things.
Did we try to get it certified by like an independent environmental water specialist that could say, we think it does meet, and let VHOT just accept that report? Have we tried that route?
No, it's been on my list to contact Simon, the guy who did the report, and say to him, you need to say what we need to mitigate it, then we will present it to VHOT, because they can't make any decisions. They don't have the background to be able to make those decisions. They just shy away from everything, so. Anyway.
John.
Yeah, I just wanted to add my memory of the situation in 2023, and that is our previous water operator was very surprised at the decision. And he was very upset at the decision. He felt that it should have been permitted, and that was quite a shock. I know he made efforts to try and have it accepted. I can't speak on all the details because that's not my area, but I do know that we did make efforts to try and get that accepted, and were not successful.
I could add to that. So in the past, when they did flush the well, it was actually really good. For a lot of the time, the odd time, there'd be some turbidity or something, but quite a minor thing. And the guy who wrote the report actually did mention that. So, anyway, something we need to revisit.
Please.
Do we know if the generator works at well 1? Has it been run?
It's the firewall generator that runs it. Can you bring me on that?
Yes. So, I mean, if I may make a comment, It seems like we have gone around the circle and tried to deal with VHOT. They're very difficult. So I would think where we're leading with this conversation is that, one, we need to maybe as Suzanne suggested, and Crystal said, maybe move forward to find out if we get the well certified or tested by someone in the field that makes the decision that people believe, and two, that we let VIHA know that we're going to move forward with this kind of investigation. And then, as you said, Craig, and we've talked about this over the years, I honestly feel that in person in the office with VIHA discussing some of our issues that we deal with our water would be much better than the email thread. I personally feel face-to-face contact is a much better way to do business, particularly that we've been fighting with Well One for as long as I've been on this board. And I keep hearing that Well One is a pretty good well and it doesn't have any issues. It's just VIHA dragging their feet. So I don't know in the way of we get to a motion. Because if we are able to establish Well One, then would that not eliminate the idea of a second generator?
Yes.
Which would be nice, because that's a $50,000 cost. So there's that on hold. The PRV improvements, I would think that we would be in agreement. We were all involved when we went and looked at these. That's got to be done. We're going to run into problems, it's going to break, and it's going to cost us a lot more. So that's one that I would be, if we, when it comes to motion, I'm certainly going to suggest that the PRV improvements for mechanical repairs.
An update on the PRV. I don't have the email with me, for I don't know why I don't have it, but we're not doing all four.
No.
We're doing three of them, and I think the cost was about $20,000. One of them alone was about $13,000. And according to Ridgeline, talking with our water operator, said it was a lower priority.
That being said, I appreciate that, but it's like the old story of don't change the oil in your car because it's okay, and then you don't change it and it breaks. If we have a $50,000 grant, I'm not sure how we're going to divide it, but it says between water and fire. Well, I would certainly think that water deserves half of that money. So if we can get all four of them done, that's going to alleviate.
Why are you saying it's $50,000?
It's even less. So we have $100,000 to deal with. I'm suggesting, I did misquote the 50. If it's $33,500 to do them all four, I think rather than skimp and drop it, we should get them done. They're going to eventually have to be done. They did say they were functioning all right, but I don't think they've been repaired or serviced or replaced for some time.
If it's $100,000, why don't we put in for both of them? You can, I'm sure, put in for more than one item.
No, I realize, but I'm thinking about the fire situation. So what do you mean put $100,000 towards which?
For one and two, water one and two, put them both in under one application. And if they say, no, we can only fund one, then we go for our highest priority. But if we get both of them, well, why not take the money?
Oh, I'm not adverse to that.
That would be my proposal.
I was considering that. Then you're saying buy a new generator.
I'm saying put in for one and two.
One and two.
And see what they approve. And if they approve both, great. We get a new generator and we get our PRVs.
Okay. But we just said, or I thought we said, tell me if I'm wrong, Christo and Craig, you're that if Well One was allowed to bring back on service, then we wouldn't necessarily need another generator.
Yeah, but I'm not hopeful because
okay. The
impression I got
from
VIHA and that fella, the GARP report, one was looking for the other to put their neck out and say
fair
it's
enough.
Approved. And neither one of them would, so it just went around in a circle nothing got
so
done.
So we may spend a bunch more money in getting people in and be told nay regardless. Then if that's the case what we're generally feeling, then yes, one and two.
Like my feeling is from day one, I've not understood how they have denied us the use of it. Because when they took samples, when it was flush, it passed. Like, what are you looking for?
I don't think it's had a fail since we've been here.
No. So, and I mean, the septic field was moved years ago.
That's right. And so you were.
So, like, what science are they using to say no? And that's my question to you.
I believe that Stuart said we had to spend the money first before we could get the money.
Oh.
Yes, Suzanne?
Yes, but they make a commitment to approve your project, and then you spend, you do, and then you apply for reimbursement.
good point, but yes, we definitely have to have it committed to that.
Yeah, if I could, there's
Please.
No reason we can't continue to go after well number one, and I think that's a good idea, and setting up a meeting, perhaps the board could direct staff to arrange an in-person meeting with VHOT to do that. But even if we were successful on that, these things take a long time.
Right.
And we need to make a decision
make,
on the
okay,
grant
fair
now,
enough.
But if we ever get one on board as well,
yeah,
for the long-term future, that would be a beneficial aspect for the improvement district as well.
Sure would. Well, then it sounds like, yes, that makes sense. That, and I would certainly be willing to have an in-person meeting. I'm sure you would, and whoever else, with VHOT.
I think VHOT is a waste of time to be joining. You need to contact the guy who wrote the report and get him to say, yes, this is what we can do, and then give it to VHOT. They cannot make those decisions.
Fair enough.
But that's my experience. I think meeting with them is just a waste of time.
So with that, Simon, is your...
Yes. I've called him in the past, but I just left it there because he said it's VR's call, but VR can't make the call. So I think they need a report from him, which we can give to them, that they can assess. So I'll go ahead and do that.
That probably makes sense.
That's how I feel about that.
Yep.
Because VHOT would likely ask them that.
Or different.
Thank you,
so
Trustee Kirsten.
In the summer with water demand, well 8 and well 1 barely keep up to demand. But well 8 and 6 would be on the positive side.
Positive side.
Because well 1 is only a 5-horse. The ones along the highway are 15-horse pumps.
Right you are. Right you are. And then the generator at one of those wells is just going to protect us in case of the power outage. We're still going to be facilitated and able to... Well,
I mean, we're okay with well 8 and the reservoir, but if it turned into something that lasted a few days, the reservoir is going to get pretty low.
Okay. Trustee Roy.
And in the summertime, with the risk of wildfire, there could be a fire anywhere along the hydro grid, and, you know, that would interrupt our power. So necessarily not have to have wildfire here, but, you know,
yep,
that could affect power in the height of the summer when it's worse.
Yep.
I recently had a tour of the Nile Creek substation and the one up Cochrane Road. If anything damaged those facilities, we're in big trouble mid-island. That is the main juice coming over from Texada and the mainland.
Okay. So where are we with this, fellow trustees? Are we going to put a motion on the floor of where we might dedicate this money? Someone want to put a motion together? Trustee Leroy.
I make a motion that water items 1 and 2 both go together into the Community Works Fund for Capital Projects grant application.
We're going to get that scribed and then we'll read it, make sure its intent is
so is that motion that just that DDID apply for a community works fund for capital project grants for number 1, new generator for well number 6, 50,000, number 2, PRV improvements for repairs 1, 2, 3, and 4, $33,587.
That's exactly what you got,
yeah,
isn't it, Janine?
You're brilliant, yes.
Good work. You two are like in sync. So, we're comfortable how that reads, everyone? Do you like to hear it again, or are you ready for... Oh, we need a seconder. Second, Crystal. Motion by Suzanne and seconded by Crystal.
Correct.
Any further discussion? Seeing no hands, we'll call for the question. All those in favor of the motion, do you need... Anybody need it read again?
No.
Motion as read, please raise, indicate by raising your hands. That's carried and so ordered unanimously.
Sorry,
is that a yearly grant that Blue Flag or is it just a one-time? I think that, I'm pretty sure he said one, I think it's a one-time. Oh, we can find out, but I'm pretty sure it's a one-time.
With the budget cuts that came down today, it's subject to.
Roll call?
Yes.
That's an update. I've got this email. So on the PRVs, we're going with repair 1 and 3 currently based on, this is money just coming out of the spend out of the budget, not taken into account.
The grant. Okay.
And this is totaling about $12,500. These were the two that needed the most urgent repair.
Gotcha.
The other two were less urgent.
So will
so
you...
we get the grant and we could do them all.
Yes, fair enough. Four. Okay. And you would let them know that that's what we're planning on doing?
I told
Adam.
A couple weeks back. To get a hold of Ridgeline and start getting the kits for repairs on and the valves that they need for 1 and 3. So it's a 6-inch PRV and the 1.5-inch PRV.
Okay, excellent.
And as a side note, on repair 4 for the 6-inch strainers, that's the large one. They're talking about putting a strainer in keep debris out of the sensing lines, but I think I'm going to get a hold of McElhaney on that and ask him if that's kind of a prudent thing to do, because that one is going to open, if the fire department opens up a hydrant down near the marina, and there's going to be a high flow, and that's what tends to loosen stuff off the insides of the pipes, our water mains.
Yeah.
And then if there's a strainer in there, it may end up plugging it right off. I want to call them and ask them, is this a standard thing that you would do, put a strainer in that or not?
No, I like that idea because I read what he sent back to us and he made it sound like it was in protection of the fire flow, not restraint. So I think we do need to follow up and find out if there's potential for something blocking the water flow in the strainer itself.
So the strainer is going in the larger pipe, but then it reduces any radius that when it goes out the other end, it's a smaller pipe, right? 8 to a 6 or whatever it is out the other end, so there's less flow anyway.
Yeah, I wanna ask the engineer if that's a standard practice.
Yeah, okay.
Because when we'll you open that up a hydrant, you got...
No, that's the last thing we need is to have our hydrants compromised.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, we would still get flow through the other ones, but
yes.
It may be insufficient because they are smaller.
The way I read his comments, he seemed to allude that it was more of an advantage to have the strainer than not. So that needs to be followed up on for sure, I would suggest. Trustee Leroy.
I'll get a hold of him.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we should have a second motion if the RDN comes back and says we can only fund one. We should maybe have a ranking, which would be our highest priority as a motion, so that we don't have to wait for another board meeting. If they come back and say, we have 50,000, pick the one that you want. I'd make a motion.
Why are you saying 50? Stuart said there's 100,000. You're saying they might change their mind and say, oh, we've only got 50 now?
That's for the area. That is for the whole area. That's not just for, that's not for Deep Bay. That's for Area H. So
who else was going to be applying for money?
Whoever was out of the gate first. So that was conveyed that, you know, time was of essence. Get going on this. So they may come back and say, well, we've already committed whatever, X, and there's only Y. Let's say it is 50,000. What's our priority? So I'd like to propose that we do prioritize those in case that situation does happen.
I kind of like to go for the gusto. If they phoned and said you can only have one, we do not have to call a meeting. We could do a meeting by phone call and we can vote for one. I'm not sure. I'd like to let them know we'd like them both. That's just my feeling, but I'll open it up for the rest. I don't know that we have to pick one or the other right now. Until such time as they come back to us and say, nah, sorry, there's only 50 left, you're going to have to pick one. Then we can phone, and I would suggest we could easily, over the phone, tell John, okay, we're going for the PRV valves. Which, if I was going to vote, that's the route I would be going at this stage.
Paul?
Yes, Trustee Kirsten.
Just a clarification from John. This grant money, is this for the capital stuff? Because the PRVs is more maintenance and repairs.
It's capital.
Yeah, I think it's a large enough repair, a betterment, that it would be treated as a capital expenditure. We've already said that. So I think we're fine. Just to add to the debate on the priority, I would probably leave it as it is right now, because they could come back and say that you have 60,000, for example, or 20,000 or whatever. It might not even be a project. And we just contact the board, and then the board would have to decide if it got down to that. But strategically, it could almost be a weaker statement to say, well, we're good with the 33,000 if you don't have enough for the 50. I kind of like the strategy of going with the higher number, because my recollection of that meeting was Stuart had stated that there was up to 100,000, albeit I don't disagree with what Suzanne's saying about the area that is correct. But we go a high number and come back to the board, and we can easily make an adjustment on that. But if the board wants to just prioritize it right now, that's the board's prerogative too. But I'm just thinking in terms of grants that I've applied for in the future, and we usually took the route of going higher rather than lower.
This is the route I would, before Suzanne, I would comment, this is the route I would like to go, and I'd also say that I will phone Stuart McLean tomorrow and ask him, because he will know, he should know, whether the money has been applied for as of yet. He hasn't said anything, and I'm not saying it's up to him to tell us, oh, by the way, you guys were too late. But I would agree that I would like to leave it as is. Suzanne, Trustee Leroy, you have the floor.
Yeah, all I was thinking was a separate motion, because here we have the privilege to allow debate and discussion as to why we would rank something. But if you phone and vote, you know, all of a sudden we get an option, and which one do you want? You know, there's not the ability to have just a common discussion, so that a council or a trustee can make an informed decision. But it's not big, but I think it would be wise to have our ducks in a row, and it's not part of the motion. It's a second motion. But anyway, I'd like to make a motion, and I can.
Is there somebody who will second the motion? There's further discussion. You want to second it?
Yeah.
And I'll open for discussion. We've had the discussion. I would like to call for the question. I think it's a silly idea. I just don't agree with it. I think we should leave it as is and move forward. So if there's no further discussion, then I'd like to move forward. We have a motion. We have a seconder. We have to have the motion read, and then I would call for the question. Unless there's other speakers, that's fine. I'm not trying to rush. I'm just trying to move us forward.
So basically the motion is that the board prioritize items 1 and 2 in case the RDN has money for only one item.
So if I may, if we pass that motion, then we're going to have another motion to pick which one. So do we want to amend it in your motion and put in which one you're going to prioritize?
Sure. Yeah.
And which one would...
Two and then one. So okay. The PRVs and then the generator.
And generator.
Because if they say there's only $25,000 left, again, we have to choose which one we're going to do. We do the PRVs because we have to. But again, we don't have to do number one, the generator. So, but anyway, I'll zip it.
Any further speakers on the matter before we call for the question on the motion. If you will, please, Janine, would you read the motion one more time?
Okay, so that the board prioritize items 1 and 2 in case the RDN has only money for one item, with item number 2 being first and item number 1 being second.
Thank you. Calling for the question, all those in favor of the motion as read, please raise your hands. And I'm against it, so I don't care about it being recorded. So we will, that motion passes. I will phone Stuart and see if he knows anything more about where we stand.
Just a little addendum to this. If those PRVs can fail open and closed, if they fail open, folks downstream could suffer unreasonably high plumbing pressures. Then we could get into a real problem of being liable for damage.
So are you suggesting like move forward sooner than later? Is it, I think what you're saying?
If it comes down to we have to pick one or the other, then I agree that we should be picking two for that reason of liability.
Then if that's the issue, which I agree with, then we should be having a motion that we move forward with our own money and get it done and wait for the grant.
You can't. If you do it now and then...
They won't give it to us.
No,
does it work that way?
The way grant programs work.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
We need to find out from Stuart how long it would take to get an answer from them. Waiting around.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, they have been serviced and got them working properly again, but parts are getting thin for a couple of them because they're so old.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it's just, they've moved the problem a little further down the road, but we're going to have to bite the bullet.
I'm with you all. I will contact Stuart ASAP and find out what he knows and how much he can help move us forward, if at all, because it does sound like it was a few months ago that he suggested.
Hmm. And sorry, just as a footnote, my husband's a plumber, and we had to replace our pressure-reducing valve for the second time in about 3 years. Could have been a faulty PRV, but he says that's not normal.
You're
and
upstream.
We just
you're
replaced
up,
it anyway.
You're upstream of that valve.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all. That was a good, lively discussion. Petitions and delegations, none. Correspondence in, none. Reports. That the January 2000 recommendation, that the January 2026 water operators report be received for information. That is presented. Crystal has a motion. Crystal presented that as a motion. Who's going to second that motion? Thank you. Are you on hand, Adam?
I'll speak to it.
Thank you, John.
Yes, I contacted Adam, and Adam had said he has nothing to add beyond his report, as there was nothing special that has happened since the last meeting. Please remind the board that they are welcome to direct any questions they have to him via email, or you can phone him, or you could even go through myself or Janine, and we would contact him.
Perfect.
But normally he would be on the meeting, so something must have come up. And we've also spoke to him about attending a meeting in the not-too-distant future in person as well, so I'll follow that up with Adam as well.
Okay. So the recommendation as a motion... Krista, would you like to make that motion about the report?
If the water operators report be accepted as is.
Thank you. And the seconder? Craig, thank you. Open for any more discussion. Trustee Leroy?
I like this format. I like the way he reports. It's closed loop. It's informative. Yeah.
Yeah, you too. Calling for the question. All those in favor that the January 26, 2026 Water Operators Report be received for information, please indicate by raising your hands. Carried and so ordered unanimously. Thank you. Fire Chief's report. Chief, would you like to speak first?
Not much to add to the what I sent in. I'm a little bit disappointed that you didn't put quite any of the fire department stuff into that grant. If you're going to apply for the grant, you may as well apply for the 100. If they say it's not available, they say there's only 20 available, then so be it. But at least we could get some money coming back to the fire department. If they go ahead and give you the full 100, you've only spent 88, if I believe, if I already agree on that respect. So you're leaving $17,000 sitting in the grant.
But you have to spend it in order to get it. So that means we'd either have to do the mezzanine, build the whole mezzanine, or replace that fire truck in order to get that $17,000. You don't just get it.
Okay. I get that. There is other items that we could purchase at our lower cost. We could look at adding to the $32,000 that the society has donated and purchase a trailer which would fit into the grant. Trailer's going to run about $14,000 to $18,000, depending on what we find.
And this trailer is for?
SPU trailer.
This trailer is water
sprinkler protection unit.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't have anything bad on my chief's part.
I'm sorry, George. I mean, we didn't have that information as an item that you wanted to submit for. So,
any further discussion? Trustee Leroy.
Does the board want to add another 17,000? Do the math of a capital work that George could quickly get to the board and bring it up to 100,000 as a third item?
I'd like to find out how much money we've got first, and then, like, I'd like to talk to Stuart. We've got, just my opinion is we just wait. We're going to see if there's $100,000 available. Yes.
The grants don't work that way. You apply for the grant, okay? When they receive all the applications, then they decide what they're going to fund. That's the way the grants work. They're not going to say that they spent $18,000 of that on some other organization, whether it be the Legion or some other volunteer organization that could be applying for it as well, because they all are qualified as long as they're in your age.
Yeah, and when I said $30,000 left over, it's because decided on all the projects, and there's 30 from Deep Bay.
So, if I could, I agree with that logic, and as I said earlier, and I probably didn't explain myself very well, on grant applications, I like to go high, like I said. So if it's 100, you got to put in for 100. That makes good sense. So perhaps, whether it be by motion tonight, or we could add a balance for the fire department to be determined after the fire protection committee meeting next week, for example, if you wanted to allow some more time, because we are going to meet on the 24th for the fire protection committee meeting, and we could add a specific project with more particulars after that meeting if you wanted. I don't know whether that would work for the chief. I'm just kind of scrambling here on ideas, but putting in for 100,000 makes sense.
You could put 20,000 right now into a trailer for the SVU.
Sorry,
Trustee Lisa, sure.
Is it a new asset that you want to buy, or is it something
you already have? No, it's a new asset.
Trustee,
I just want to read what Stuart said about the grant. He said, Stuart Campbell, this is from John. advised that there could be an approximate $100,000 grant available from the RDN to the DEID. So
okay.
Does that not mean that we could get $100,000?
No, he did say that it was for Area H, and if DEID was the only one that applied, then like there are many, many departments.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to clear on that.
Okay, so where are we at with this discussion?
If there's no motion.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that the third option, third priority, get added to the community blah 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 fund. That being the difference between 100,000 and our total of items 1 and 2. A capital project for the fire hall. Or should we just say SP if there's sprinkler protection unit?
I don't know. I don't think the grant, from my understanding, does not cover equipment. It only covers capital expenses, which would be buildings, vehicles, things like that. It doesn't cover
equipment, is capital.
Could be, okay.
We need to.
Yeah.
He classifies as fixed equipment. He says allowed to be applied for. Like a Scott pack wouldn't be, but a generator would be. Because one's fixed, one is not.
Well, I don't. Anyway, if they don't allow it, they don't allow it. So what's the harm in the motion of
go for the gasoline?
If I may, from my own point of view, I'm getting a little disappointed with myself because I should have done my due diligence and found out exactly what we're allowed to apply for, because it seems like we're going around this table now. We're not sure if this is allowed or that's allowed, and it's a little frustrating how we word these motions. So I don't know if there's anyone in this table that can tell us all exactly what we're allowed to apply for. I don't think.
Okay, but you apply it for $100,000, they'll tell you if it's not allowed.
Okay.
To the chair, please.
Yep.
I have had a conversation with Stuart. It does not cover the equipment. It goes on the trucks, but it will cover trucks. So vehicles are covered. Equipment that goes on those vehicles cannot cover anything.
And the sprinkler unit is considered a vehicle?
Yes.
And your budget that you have in the fire department budget now, do you have any money to buy any equipment? Do you buy equipment with your bottle drives and those sort of things? Do you have, what kind of money do you have cash in your budget as we speak? Can you tell me?
Society just donated $32,000.
And that is?
It's an SBU trailer and equipment on it. Okay, the SBU trailer equipment is probably going to run between $20,000 and $25,000. If we can take the other money that the society has donated and get it reallocated by the society to go towards something else, then we're getting farther ahead. All I want to do is see the equipment and the fire department get the equipment that they need. And it's nice if we have a little bit of money left over it. If the members want a couple of bells and whistles, for lack of better terminology, then they should get them. They're volunteering their time, and if they want something that's going to make their life easier, then so be it.
So through the chair, the math on that is $16,413, just to get it to $100,000.
Okay.
So what Suzanne was talking about there was adding a third item for the fire department capital for $16,413, and if you want to specify exactly what that capital is for, then we can do that, but it's fire department capital, $16,413, and that gets us to $100,000 total.
For an SPU trailer, towards an SPU trailer, and that's the third priority.
Yeah. So
do we want to revisit these motions and put them all into one? Or are these going to be separate motions? Because we've already passed.
No, that's fine.
Do you want to just have a different separate motions?
Through the chair, you can make a separate motion. We would just combine them when we write to the RDN saying that the board
made, yeah,
okay, make motions as follows and just list the three items.
Okay.
Look, it's choppy.
Mm. How are you doing on that,
well,
Jimmy?
So what I have here is that the third priority get added to the Community Works Grant Fund. That would be used for an SPU trailer for the fire department capital in the amount of $16,413.
Yes, that sounds. Do we have a mover of that motion? Trustee Leroy, a seconder? Trustee Kuhn, I don't think there's any further discussion. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hands. Carried and so ordered unanimously. Good. Chief Lenz, just a question of, I believe you've told me before, but on your sheet, why are your number of men that are qualified, I forget, why is that not done here? Does that wait for a quarterly or something when I find out who's who?
That bottom portion is a quarterly report and not a monthly report.
Okay, thank you. Trustee Leroy, thank you, yep. That's good.
That might be an agenda item that you might want to talk about at the Fire Protection Committee meeting. Are these reports meeting the board's needs? Just some food for thought. So you might want to add that as an agenda item.
Perfect. Yeah, I do. Good idea. Thank you for that. We're moving to financial reports. A total checks issued for water department for January 26, $38,985.89. Total checks for the fire department, January 2026, $6,704.75. Recommendation that the January check registers be received for information. Or a motion. Someone like to make that motion? No. Question, please, Crystal.
I just had a question. Somewhere in the past we talked about there's a check there to waste connections. Is that to get rid of the bin? Take stuff out of the bin?
And the rental of the bin.
So we talked about nuking that. Do we pay for garbage and recycling?
Here? No, we don't have any garbage or recycling. That's the garbage. We take the recycling home.
Well, that's my question. Do we really need to pay that amount of money? Could we just get the RDN to give us garbage recycling? And say that
they won't do it.
They won't do it.
Okay. I've been there with another employer, government employer.
Great. Just a thought.
A good thought.
Trustee Leroy.
I'd like to get the board to, on the next meeting, discuss confidential garbage shredding. They have no confidential disposal here. They've got confidential records. I dumped a whole bunch off at their place, assuming that they did, and learning that they did not have a contract in place for even once a year. We're a government organization, and it's the cost of doing business. So we should have a shredding truck come in here once a year and shred. And I don't know how much that costs, but I think that needs to be built into the budget, and I think you need to just pass it, have a motion at the next meeting and do it.
I think you should research that.
They shouldn't be taking it.
What do you think about you taking that?
We don't take that. We're
running with that
stuff. There's a shredder here for shredding, but then it's taken home as shredding.
Well, maybe you can do anything once it's shredded. I mean, really.
It's not a good shredder.
Pardon?
It's not a good shredder. No, it'd take forever to put it all through. I think it is a topic that's worthy of discussion. We're getting a little bit too much detail on it right now.
Right, okay. Okay, so that's duly noted.
Yes.
The request from Trustee Leroy. Okay. So we didn't have a motion on accepting the fire chief's report, did we? No. Someone want to make that motion? Thank you. Craig, seconder? Crystal, thank you. Before we vote, just a question for me. Chief, the Ian Brackenier training reimbursement, what kind of training was that the boys did for that money, what was that training? Curious, first responder,
how that? Which training?
Ian Brackenier, training reimbursement.
That is a live fire course.
Live fire course?
2-day course that has been recorded.
Right on, thank you. Officer. Good.
Excuse me, not boys.
Sorry?
Not boys. You said that the boys took. Training that the boys took.
Oh, training that the fire department members took?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. Okay. So we need a motion to accept the fire chief's report. Did I get that from Craig?
And
Crystal seconded it?
Right.
All those in favor, please raise your hands. Carried.
Okay.
So ordered unanimously. Thank you. The checks to be read. That the January check registered be received for information. Can I have someone move that motion?
Yes, I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Crystal. And seconder?
The amendment?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We've got that amendment for the fuel treatment. That's where Craig was talking about.
Yes.
So, yes.
That's there?
Yes, that's in there. Exactly.
Good.
As amended.
As amended. Any more discussion?
I don't know any diesel power.
Okay. Crystal and Craig, good.
Yep.
Then we'll call for the question. All those in favor? Carried and so ordered. Thank you. So, administrator's report. The motion before us is that the January 2026 administrator's report be received for information. Would you like to speak on that?
Yes, I would.
Please and thank you.
Thank you. So this is new, where I've added a monthly report just to update the board on the items that I've worked on in the past month. It's something that I plan on continuing to do, so you can see where the staff time is going towards. So I'll quickly go over the report details. The parcel tax and fire protection invoices have been mailed out, and the payments have been coming in regularly. And Janine is processing them, basically all of them, not me, and she's doing a great job. So thank you for that, Janine. At our previous meeting, we had some questions about the water meter reading process and money that it cost and money that is potentially saved from going to 2 readings from 4 readings, and that is spelled out here on the memo. There's $2,000 savings in direct costs, and there's indirect savings in time of at least 50 hours staff time less each time. And I also pointed out the bottom of the water meters, because there was some concern how much it was costing just generally to read the meters. And I did want to point out that Adam, when he reads the meters, he provides an electronic file to staff. And we basically take that electronic information, and it takes just a couple of minutes, and we dump it into the back end of our Microsoft Access database system. It was quite efficient to take the readings on that and just put it into our database in the manner that we did that. So that was a positive as far as I was concerned. The next item, freedom of information and privacy issues. What I put down here is DBID received a freedom of information request, and staff have responded to the questions. Approximately 7 hours staff time was spent on this issue. 3 hours direct time and then 4 hours of learning. That's probably lowly reported. There's been a lot more time spent on freedom of information and privacy issues since that time. And I will be reporting on that next month. And what you will likely hear next month is we received, and it relates to this, a alleged breach where we, and this is administrators, so staff, have made the mistake on this, where we have disclosed freedom of information, the identity of an individual, and there's also another one for disclosure of confidential correspondence, again by an administrator. So a breach can be, for example, if someone sends an email to, say, the administrator, and the email is then sent out to the board and we don't redact the person's name, that's a breach. Disclosure of confidential information can be something like where something comes in and it's marked in confidence and then we share it just with the board. And there is some questions when we can do that, when we should, when we shouldn't. I know one time when I was here in 2023, correspondence was brought in that was marked confidential for my eyes only, and it was brought to the counter. And I said to the individual, what is it regarding? The individual told me what it was regarding, and I said, it won't be for my eyes only. If that's what it's for, it's going right to the board. Are you sure you want to give that to me? Because it was a potential legal matter. You have an obligation to the board and to do your duty. So sometimes there's some question on confidential information. Nonetheless, I'm not saying that relates to this particular one. It is something that we're looking on as a second breach. And then as a result of that, there's a number of resolutions that are being looked at. Things like such as reporting the breach or breaches to the Office of the Information and Privacy Commissioner's Office, private written apologies from myself and board chair, public acknowledgement and apology, and all this without identifying who the accuser is. So it's really, you have to be really careful with information. And the law is reasonably, well, on one hand it's semi-common sense, but on the other hand, it's not, and you have to be up to speed on it. I've spent a lot of time trying to get up to speed on this to try not to make mistakes. And I'm not saying these mistakes were me either. It doesn't matter which administrator it was. But if it wasn't me, it could have been me or it could have been the other one. These are easy mistakes to make. And it's going to take a lot of time. So when we talk about saving staff time, whether it be water meters or whatever, that saves tax time. Things like this are taking, or staff time, things like this are taking a lot of staff time. And it is getting more difficult to do the job. And I just want to point that out. We have to do it. It's the law, and we'll be careful. And I'm sure if everyone thinks back to potential breaches that have occurred over the last few years, it's settled down a lot since I've been back in 2025, but I'm sure there's been a lot more than two breaches. So we're trying to do better, but where we have messed up, we're going to fess up, and you'll see a report on that. But there won't be a lot of details in terms of figuring out what it's for and who made the complaint. Moving on.
Thank you, John.
Thompson Clark West Waterline, there was a request to the board for a number of times, and in hindsight, I wish I had just provided this earlier because it goes back to the annual meeting and just sort of a final analysis of indirect costs associated with the Thompson Clark Waterline. And it's not that we didn't want to produce this information, because there's no secrets here in terms of costs that we incur. It just, it goes back to 2020, and it's like the time associated with these privacy and freedom of information. You're trying to balance what you do as tasks, and going back to 2020 was not something that I wanted to do. But it had been asked respectfully in that a number of times, and we needed to provide it. Finally got the time, did it, and it's before you. So there's about $550,000 capital cost for the Thompson Clark West Waterline project, which hasn't changed in well over a year. And then in addition to that, there's been operating costs for various studies on the waterline and the waterline area from 2020 to 2025 of $91,000. and that also includes legal costs. So there's been studies from McElhaney, $65,000, and then legal costs of another $25,000. Annual audit, the auditors were in last week, and they completed their field work in the office. There's a few items that we're still working with them to finalize. We were hoping to have the statements ready for the March meeting, but it was very iffy whether things would be done on time anyways with March 17th, but moving it up to March 10th would mean a definite no, and that's probably better anyways, just to give us a little bit more time to finalize it. So the statements would be likely presented to the board at the April meeting. I foresee giving something on March 10th, some form of draft statements to the public, because we do know where we're going to be on the financial statements. We've known that for a couple of weeks now, but these things take a while. For example, they have to do independent checks with the bank and wait for a letter to come back from the bank, and they pick a couple of suppliers that we deal with. They have to send something out to the suppliers and wait for it to come back to the auditor. So there's a time delay, but there's no problem. The audit went well, and look forward to presenting the statements in approximately April, and then we'll have an annual general meeting on April 30th. I believe that's on the agenda as well here. We'll formalize that, and the auditor will be at that meeting as well for the annual general meeting. And that concludes my monthly report. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, thank you. Any discussion? Anyone? Trustee Leroy.
When somebody moves into the district and hooks up to water, they, you know, sign on as the account holder. Is there a charge for that?
No.
Okay. So going through a moving process recently, Hydro has a $15 charge, Fortis has a $15 charge, and it's because they have to read the meter as the transition happens. And I just suggest that, like all utilities, that the board look at implementing a hookup fee of $15 to keep in line with the other utilities. I know it's, you know, it's money, but that's the way it's going, because we do have to have a meter reading, right?
No.
No?
It's a guess. So that's where the $50, there's a $50 fee for a property search.
Yeah.
And then we look into what's the last, 3 months or 6 months of usage. There's a calculation of how much water is the previous person. Like, the lawyer does all the conveyancing on that.
Okay.
It's like the property tax. Somebody's paid it, and then they have to pay 3 months of it, and then somebody pays, 9 months of it. So the lawyer does the conveyancing. We tell if there's any money owing on the account and what's the water bill and what's the... Yeah, so that's a $50 fee when the property is changed.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And that's the purchaser that's paying.
It's the lawyer who's
charging the
notary.
Purchaser?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the lawyer's getting the money.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, leave it with you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Any other speakers on... So we will have a recommendation. So we'll make a motion that the administrator's report be received for information. Craig, thank you. Motion and a seconder. Thank you, Alyssa. Seeing no further discussion, we'll call for the question on the motion that the January 2026 administrator's report be received for information. Please raise your hands if you're in favor of that motion. Thank you very much, carried. So ordered. Moving on, we have no bylaws today, resolutions. We'll move on to new business, the 2025 AGM to take place on April the 30th, 2026, 6:30 p.m. at the Lighthouse Community Center. Mr. Marsh, would you like to speak on that? Do you have anything to add?
The only thing I would add is it's getting hard to book the Lighthouse Community Center, and Janine with looking ahead, eyes on, has booked it for the next couple of years for the last, what was that, last Thursday in
Yes, last in Thursday April. In April, yeah.
So we're good for 3 years. The as I said, the auditor will be there. At this point, I don't know what else that we want to do. It's something we should probably talk about at a future meeting if we want to have, you know, some form of water presentation or fire presentation at the meeting. We could do something else if we want to. Maybe George would want to be a guest speaker. Sorry, George, I'm going to pay for that one.
Sorry, you're not hearing me, Tim.
Okay.
So there's two new items, the fire.
That's right. We're going to move back to. So we're going to the two update on that. So we'll talk about the Fire Protection Committee membership filling a vacancy. Trustee Leroy, I'm sure you would like to open up discussion on that. It's your motion.
Yes, I'm withdrawing from the committee. And
so effective?
Immediately. Yeah, I gave notice.
Just because you've got lots on your plate with your move potential and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have an interested member or trustee that would like to fill Suzanne's position? Currently, I think we have 3 and 3, correct? Thank you. Anybody else? Carrying's ordered. Thank you very much. Good for you.
So it's 4 and 4 now.
It was three and three before. Yeah.
Then we went to four. The fire department has four. So now it'll be 4 and 4 again. So the fire department will have 4 members on the committee as well.
Okay. Was there any other interest that I don't want to negate anybody that might want to? Lisa, were you interested by chance or?
If it's needed, yeah, I would.
Alyssa's kind of key. You don't mind, like, her stepping up? That's okay with you?
Not at all.
Tremendous. Otherwise, you know, we just have a vote. We'd have to vote. But that's great. We do need, we can use all these.
Yeah, I try to attend.
We should make a motion, though.
Yes. Yes, would you like to make that motion?
Make the motion that Alyssa Woodward be appointed as a member of the Fire Protection Committee.
To replace
Suzanne Leroy.
I don't suspect we need further
discussion.
Seconded, thank you. Suzanne and then Crystal.
Okay.
And we will.
Right, so this is Suzanne's motion.
Suzanne and Crystal.
Okay.
We will call for the question. All those in favor, raise your hands, please. Carried and so ordered unanimously. Thank you, Alyssa. It's a very important committee. Number 2. Yes, Trustee Kirstens, please.
The March 17th monthly board meeting, a motion to move that up a week to March 10th. Due to my inability to be here and to remotely attend.
Right.
And my understanding is Trustee Leroy was unavailable too for the 17th.
Yep. And then Diane will be remote if she's available. So
if we can move it up a week, we'd have just a little better attendance.
Move it up to the 10th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're here in person? Are you
I'll be here in person.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, from a staff standpoint, there's certain deadlines that I have that would make the meeting better, that it be on the 10th versus the 17th. So there's some advantages where, for instance, I'm supposed to respond to this privacy issue by March 13th. So March 10th, if I have to go to the board and deal with it at the March meeting, that would allow me to do something publicly.
Right, okay. So, Craig moved the motion?
Yep.
Crystal seconded it? And I don't think we need further discussion. All those in favor for changing the March meeting from the 17th to the 10th of March, please raise your hands. Carried, so ordered. I think we're done.
No in camera.
No in camera? Oh, that's so good. We are done.
Question period.
And we are going to open it up. Question period. Please. Boy, what a lovely attendance this was.
Thank you for coming.
Drive safe on the way home. Hope it doesn't freeze.
Okay.
So are we done?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Before we do, Chief Lenz?
I don't have a question. I just want to thank Susan.
Right, you are.
Dedicated time that she's very good.
Here, here.
Thank you.
Here, here.
Thank you
for attending. Drive safe home, everyone.
Yes.
Bye.
So we did the adjournment motion?
Yeah, we did have an adjournment, did we not?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn,
yeah,
we did.